Hello, good morning, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That's our number. If you prefer email, that's fine. It's dave@petsofinancial.net. You know, you see things sometimes that just absolutely make your head spin. Okay, it happens almost every day. Every day you see things. It's unbelievable. But sometimes corporate America can't possibly get out of its way of being more woke than each other. And that's an unusual thing, because corporate America, capitalism, if you will, creative destruction, the beautiful thing that has made this country the most amazing thing on the planet, by so far nobody's close, usually is left somewhat alone. Oh, there's the occasional kookiness where I think that Procter & Gamble is devil-worshipping. Look at this weird label over here. You know, this is back in the 50s, I think. You get kind of kooky things like that. Or, I just don't think we should ever have an Aunt Jemima on a label again, and so we have to protest and get rid of Aunt Jemima, one of the best-known syrup brands ever, if not the most. Okay, this is weirdness, and it kind of comes and goes. But when you're talking about the fundamental rules of corporations, fundamental, like, we want to make sure before we list companies on the exchange that they don't actually lie about their numbers. We want to make sure that they have good accounting, that they have certain standards that they have to comply with in order to list on our exchange. And that's the normal, like, we just got to make sure things are kind of tightened down here. And then the NASDAQ comes out this past week and says, we want to make sure that a board has a woman on it, or you can't list it. Now, the second part of that, and smaller companies could have two women and they'll meet the criteria. But bigger companies need to work harder to get an LGBTQ, I said it right, person on their board. I don't even know what to say, except the NASDAQ is run by a complete, unadulterated moron. She is lost her mind. How does somebody that stupid get to this level? I mean, it's off the charts how dumb this idea is. I'm so woke, I don't have any brains left. I need to find somebody that identifies as a queer. And by the way, I know when we were growing up, queer was a bad word. It's not anymore. I don't honestly know what it means. But it's the Q in the LGBTQ, and the Q is the queer. Okay, so please don't, you know, kind of get angry at me for being a non-woke. Okay, I just was like jaw dropping when I heard this, and when you read more about it, it's like they explain it deeper into this hole that you couldn't climb out with. I mean, it's just, it goes deeper. It's like, well, how are we going to identify a gay? I mean, do you come in with a gay card? Like, I want to apply for your board. I like guys. Wow, what other qualification could we want? Amazing. This is one of our leading exchanges. I mean, this is somebody that makes millions of dollars, is paid millions of dollars a year to run an organization. And she's a complete imbecile. I don't even know. How does corporate America exist in a world of woke? We've been doing fine. If somebody has a problem with gays, they are out. That's not allowed in our society. It doesn't mean that you need to find somebody who is a queer, whatever the hell that means. I'm sorry. Whatever the heck that means. I don't know what it means, but what do you do to be on a board is you be the best you can be to help a company. You don't identify as a pronoun. You don't identify as a gay or a queer or a pansexual or whatever it is that they're looking for to get onto boards. This is Looney Tunes. Anyway, this week, the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow is hitting all-time highs. We're going to worry about being woke. Wow. This is frightening stuff. To tell you the truth, it is frightening because we're seeing this kind of nonsense throughout different corporations, right? We saw it with Jeff Immelt, who just couldn't stand not being pals with the president of the United States, Obama. And so he ran General Electric into the ground in its great crusade to be more green and more diverse and all those things. Instead of sticking to their knitting that the company ends up getting removed. I mean, they practically went bankrupt here. Seriously. Amazing. When we get this idea that corporations have to look certain ways, not comply with laws, but look a certain way. They look so diverse. And it's always those lines, you know, when you hear them like on Wall Street. Well, we're going to have a more diverse workforce. Oh, you're dumbing it down. Well, no, we want to be more diverse because studies show the more diversity you have, the more diversity of thought you have, the better you do. Yeah, that's the diversity of thought of smart people. Not you check a box. What we need is we need somebody over here in this box. Why? Because we need to check the box. It doesn't make them more diverse, more smart, more anything. It dumbs it down. Yeah, we really can't get rid of her because she's the only queer we have working here. That's going to work? This doesn't work. It's nonsensical. Be careful out there with companies that are trying to do this. Honestly, I have no idea how a person makes a press release like this without somebody going, excuse me. Anyway, I had to talk about this. This is obviously amazing. Stunning. This is America. This is the second largest exchange in the world. In the world. Superpower. I can't wait for the New York Stock Exchange to try to outwoke them, huh? What's next? Isn't this amazing? All right. But again, regardless, we're hitting all-time highs. 30,000 on the Dow. We're going to talk a lot about that in the next hour today. All right. Let's go ahead and go to the phones here real quick. Wait, I got to get headphones. I got that stuff on. I got to push buttons. There we go. Jim, go ahead, please.
Morning, Dave. How's it going?
Good morning. Good. Good.
Well, you know, even Oscar Hammerstein II used the word queer in the song from Carousel. You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Anyway, and I remember when the gay used to be nice. You know, we used to talk about the gay 90s. We were talking about the 1890s. Now we're talking about the gay 90s, 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you mentioned, I think you mentioned Procter & Gamble and, for instance, the weird I don't know, label. You mentioned label, right?
Yeah. It was Procter & Gamble was thought to be, there was a huge rumor it spread. Everybody wanted to stop, wanted people to boycott Procter & Gamble products because they were devil worshippers.
Well, I came across the strangest marketing ploy. I'll tell you what. Campbell's, right? Campbell's Soup. And a while back, I got stock in Campbell Soup, and ever since then, they've been a loser.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm in Winco the other day, and for one thing, I see a sign that says mushroom soup, 88 cents. Well, I love, mushroom soup is a staple. But, I mean, Winco has their brand for, like, 50 cents. But anyway, so I go to the soup soup section, and at eye level, there's Campbell's Soup. Now, this soup has a nice painting from the movie Frozen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no description as to what the soup is. All it says with on this painting of the label says Campbell's Soup, and it's $1.43. And you look down in the small print at the bottom, and apparently it's just chicken noodle. And I'm thinking, what blithering idiot's going to buy that, and what blithering idiot of a marketing executive came up with that idea?
Hey, with Frozen on it, the grandkids want it. That's
amazing.
I know,
but you know
it
what's
is amazing.
Weird?
But
what's
I'll tell
weird?
You what, if my little Annie wanted to have soup today, and if she wanted it frozen, out of Frozen, she's getting it.
But the thing is, I think that, it was at a higher level than your little kid. I mean, it was at an adult
gotcha.
High level.
Well, so. Hopefully the kid is in the little basket, whatever, wheeling
well,
around.
Well, now I can figure why, Campbell's struggling, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, my advisor, I just found out yesterday, my advisor switched from Edward Jones to Raymond James. Mm. And I'd heard the name Raymond James, so that's kind of a shock in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but I'm doing well, still investing good. And still prospering and all that good stuff. And I'm told now that I'm wearing a raggedy coat, and my advisor's assistant is telling me I can afford a new one. Well, I'm thinking, I go by the same thing of Buffett. Buffett can afford to move out of Omaha, Nebraska. So,
well. If you got somebody's assistant telling you can afford something new, that's kind of like don't turn down a breath mint, okay? Jim, have a good day.
Anyway, I mean, things are going great with me, Dave, and I'm virus-free, and I don't have to change my lifestyle because I've never been social to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, what COVID for you? All
right.
All right, you hermit. Have a good day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436-580-KIDO. Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. Hey, we hit the Dow 30,000, and that's an amazing thing. But, it is. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the second hour. But I think we have to sometimes try to just take a step back and wonder, how is it? How is it that this amazing, simple, easy, I just get rich if I play thing called the stock market is so hard for people? I mean, they're like fearful about it. It's weird. I mean, all of history says this works 100% of the time. Always, period. Works better than anything else. And you don't have to do anything. It's kind of radically confusing. It really is. I mean, I've spent 40 years, and every time there's a headline, it's like you're just like, wow, here's the election. And what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? What about gold? What about this? I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then they come up with these products that get pimped to you. You know, it's an equity index annuity and stuff like that. All sold on fear, out of irrational fear. And you just have to ask that question. And it just hits me every single day. Oh, I just accept that it comes in and, in these notifications on my phone. And the worst one in the whole wide world? Bloomberg. But Wall Street Journal's not without it. Don't get me wrong. But like this morning, this one's from Bloomberg, of course. The U.S. stock market is running hot thanks to companies with the shakiest finances. Ooh, it's hot only because of really bad companies. Isn't that what the narrative is here? The shakiest companies. Oh, we're all going to die. And the next headline that comes through, same thing. Same thing. I'll get five of them today. And I'll just go, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what are they? I don't know what they're going to do the next 4 years, because every one of them for the last 4 years has been, There's Trump. Trump. Trump did this. Trump did that. Wrong. Can't believe who Trump hired over here. Can't believe who's in charge of this now. Why the economy really isn't good. Don't believe your eyes. People really are doing badly out there. All those. Just constant. Absolutely constant. So when you think about that, and we kind of talk about this in a very general sense, a broad sense, like we get too much data. But I bring this up for me to remind myself, but for you to think about too. Every time you see that, look at the headline and go, negative, 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 negative. I'm going to talk about the COVID numbers in the next hour too. Do you know a study came out, over 90% of all headlines discussing COVID were negative in mainstream media? By the way, COVID news is not 90% negative. New vaccines. How can we talk about that? New vaccines, but are they really dangerous? Should you really be taking them? The vaccines are coming, but will there be enough? How will they distribute it? You won't. The most critical people won't get it in time. That's the headlines. That's the story. It's never, can you believe how fast these vaccines came out? All of the experts were wrong. We were told it would be 3 years at a minimum. They're wrong. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that beautiful? What a profound difference it'll make to have vaccines in 2021. Even somebody that doesn't know their name as President of the United States will be able to preside over that. That's how good it is. That's how good it's going to be. But we can never, ever just say, isn't this amazing? Period. It would be something like, well, it's come pretty quick, but a lot of people are still going to die. And they can't distribute to everybody. I mean, there's billions of people in the earth. Can't get them all. Okay. So we shouldn't try. It's a really bad news thing, actually. It must be. Yeah. So we can take great news and we can turn it into something awful. I mean, and unbelievable too. And if we love life like the president-elect, you know, it's so funny to listen. It's like, I think it was something like this week. I'm trying to remember the exact headline, but it was like, oh yeah, Joe Biden is going to ask people to wear masks. That's it. It's done. I knew he was going to cure COVID. And this was like a heroic announcement. It's like, everybody, guess what? The sky is blue. Wow. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's just, you get these weird headlines and it's like, but good news on COVID because, hey, it's not Biden. So watch the headlines change instantly as soon as he's elected. Instantly. But right now, the vaccines are credited correctly to the president and his administration. And those evil, awful pharmaceutical companies, don't forget to hate them. I know they're saving lives, but you need to hate them. You need to hate your statin pills and things like that to keep you alive. You must. All right, we got to roll. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about we'll talk more about the headlines, but also great headlines. And I want to talk a little bit about the COVID numbers, and we'll take your calls. 580-KIDO. Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. And of course, I want to say, as always, these are my opinions and my opinions only. It's not this station. It's not a broker-dealer, and we're going to talk about a stock once in a while. Today, I might talk about Micron, which has gone like a rocket ship. It's totally inappropriate to own a stock that somebody says you ought to buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. It's nonsense. It's moronic, and it leads us further from the truth. It makes us think this is some kind of a, you know, crapshoot, when it's not. You want to own the great corporations of the world and hang on. Hang on. Because the ride is always a win. Always. And that's really the message for, whatever, 30 plus years here. doesn't really change. The noise changes. It does, doesn't it? It changes. It's gotten louder and louder and louder and more certain of itself, isn't it? Because we have to yell louder. Because if you're mildly optimistic, and instead of the sky is falling, listen to me. Do you know why the currency is going to plunge? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Tune in next. Buy our newsletter. Are you tired of the Wall Street casino? I'm so scared. We yell, we scream, we terrify. And I do, I think it often reminds me, if you will, and I don't want to get spiritual here, but it reminds me of all those times when you're on a hike, you're relaxed, you're playing on a playground with your grandkids. You're just quietly reading or contemplating life, praying. And you have real peace. Because this is where you should be. No yelling, just calm. This is where you should be right now. That peaceful feeling is not what the world reports. It's fussy, it's yelling, it's screaming. We don't have time to contemplate anymore, do we? I mean, you have to be intentional in this. Super intentional. We're all angry. All of us are. Have a low level of anger all the time. And I think it's just this intensity. What are you supposed to do with the market? Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell. Hold on. Let's go to Rick on the exchange. Rick, what happened now? PMI came in a little hot. You ought to see the 210 treasuries. They're moving hard. We got it moving a basis point right now since the announcement. Wow. That sounded important. What does that have to do with how many iPhones Apple will be selling next year? That's the final Jeopardy question. Do, 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 do. Absolutely nothing. Who's in the White House? Nothing to do with how many iPhones Apple will sell next year. But it absorbs, consumes us. And all of our data. And we think we're smart by plugging in even harder and getting just more data. Open up that fire hose. And it's all negative all the time. But that's okay, because I can stand that. No, you can't. Sorry, but you can't. I know, you think you're superhuman. You got it. You can take all the data. It's all negative all the time, but you got it. You're going to be a happy guy in spite of all of that. No, you won't. It'll pop out in mysterious ways, and we all know it. Ask those people around you called your loved ones how much news they want you to watch. Turn it off. It makes us all angry. And it yells at such a high level. It confuses us. It's fear-mongering. It's attention-getting. Watch me. So the CDC met last night, right? Going to decide to shut us down or whatever they're going to do. And a bunch of people showed up. What, hundreds of people showed up to protest what they thought inevitably was going to be a shutdown. And, of course, the very courageous Central District Health, excuse me. Central District Health, being courageous, leadership at its finest, did nothing. They put off the vote till Tuesday. Why? To get more data? No. Didn't want a confrontation. Are they going to meet in secret? I doubt it. But that's what's going on now. Central District Health. No decision on Friday. Going to meet, I think it's Tuesday, to decide the fate of the restaurants in this valley to decide their businesses. The art galleries. To decide the fate. Maybe this will be the final blow. The death blow for them. They're hanging on. But we need to get rid of them. I understand. It's a tough decision. They feel like they're saving lives. I'm sure they don't just set out in the morning and go, I wonder how I can destroy these small businesses. I feel fairly confident that's not their objective. But it will. And I just don't think we look at the numbers correctly. I really don't. And I'm going to talk about some of the COVID numbers now. And I don't mean that you need to look at my numbers. These are numbers. They're just numbers. There's no emotion to these numbers. Okay? It's not my political bend that this is what I want to believe. These are just numbers. That's all they are. But people turn them into some kind of political statement all the time. I can't imagine. You cannot believe how many times I get in trouble for telling statistics about COVID. It's weird, right? It's like, I wish Dave just wouldn't get political about COVID. It's like, all I did was say that young people don't die. Because they don't. I mean, statistically, lightning strikes kill more children than COVID. Flu isn't even on, it's not even on the same planet for the amount of deaths children have compared to flu. It's just not even comparable. All the things put together. How about suicide amongst teenagers? Do we think that's going up or down in COVID? But those deaths don't count. They're not COVID deaths. They're just caused by depression and things like that because everybody adjusts really well as a social animal to being shut down. Can't see their friends, can't go to school, can't learn. There won't be any repercussions from teenage boys being locked down and being stupider than they already are. That doesn't have any outpouring in the future generations. They'll catch up. Couple years out, no big deal. Right. Right. I'm just going to tell you from personal experience. This happened to this guy. I'd have been in trouble. I had fifth grade, sixth grade, summer schools. Fun for me, forced to sit down and read. Why? Because I had really caring parents. And I was really slow. Really slow. Didn't seem to slow me down as I became an adult. But imagine if school wasn't available. At all. I'd have never caught up. Ever. All right, let's look at some hard data real quick, okay? All right, we got to do this and move on because this is just serves exactly what I was talking about in the first hour. Bad news all the time. All the time. NBER working paper, a new NBER, I don't even know who they are, okay? They did a study, okay? I'm sorry, I don't know who NBER is. I'm sure they're super important. Okay, of all English-related news articles written since January 2020 about COVID, 91% of the stories by U.S. major media outlets were negative. 91%. Now, you think you can handle that? That 91% of your inputs are negative? That's going to help you understand something better is to tell me everything negative about it and almost nothing positive about it. I'm not saying people dying of a virus is positive. Don't misunderstand. 54% is how many stories outside of the major media. Okay? They're non-U.S. major sources. And 65% in scientific journals. So outside the United States, they didn't see this the same way as NBC and CNN getting rid of the angry orange man. 54% outside the United States. Isn't that interesting? And 65% of scientific journals. Because you see, all along, from, let's say, stopping air travel from China would be a good news story. No, you can't make that a good news story. Not in the United States. We got to get rid of the angry orange guy. It's not that the virus is good. It's that there are good things that have happened. The progression. Do you know how many vaccines there are now in final waiting approval? Seven are in final trials or waiting approval. Have finished their final trials. Three have finished their final trials. Seven of them are in the finals. The final stretch. Isn't that amazing? Did you know that? Did NBC News talk about that? Ever? Once? Ever? And that's the kind of impact we have. So when we talk about COVID and the numbers and the impact, you have to simply say, okay, all right. What is really going on? Not just the spike in cases. Who's spiking in cases? Because that's just as important. Are we spiking in cases in the nursing homes? I mean, from zero to a few, yes. But where are the hundreds of spikes coming, say, in Idaho or around the country? Those are important numbers. And are those the people that are going to survive? Right? That's kind of super important. We need to understand that. Is the death rate really climbing? No, the death rate by the number of positives is declining every single day. That's good news. That's good news. Can we go to school with this assumption? Can we go back to school? Can children go back to school? When we have enormous percentages of the population that are young and in school, and a mortality rate that is far less than actually existing at all. They have a 99.997% chance of survival. By the way, do you know what their chance of survival is just living? 99.95. It's less than COVID. It's pretty high. Most people under the age of 20 will survive this year. I know you knew that. But when we think about this and we start thinking about policy and what direction we're going to be going, and why is this important? You're not a doctor, Dave. I know. But we need to understand this, that if this is truth, what does 2021 look like with truth? Remember, once we have a President Biden, we will have complete peace. And he will be so smart, not making dumb decisions, and the reporting won't be 91% negative. Suddenly, the world will open up again, and schools will start, and the birds will chirp, and children will laugh again. Because no hard questions will be asked. And what we have to understand is that this is the truth. It's not, I don't have school-age kids. But I think it's one of the most important things as a society that we do. And it's very important to the economy that kids go back to school, because then parents can go back to work. And we don't have another generation of stupid, angry people running around. And there will be. I think one of them runs NASDAQ right now. So when we look at all these numbers and you just break it down and you really realize that I don't want to be 85 years old and get COVID. But do you know that the overwhelming number of people will survive that? I don't run around with scissors. Well, sometimes I do just for fun, just to tease somebody. But the reality is, the chances of me dying from COVID are nearly zero, are so close to zero. I have a million things I worry about, not COVID. It doesn't mean we just run around and we don't figure out if wearing masks in close proximity is a good idea. I hate it too. Who doesn't? I want to talk. I want to see people's mouth move. I want to feel their presence. All of that. But the reality is, we can't even have a discussion about it because everybody's so freaking mad. We're running out of hospital beds. No, we're not. Idaho has one of the lowest in the whole country number of patients using up the beds. And I know it's going up, and our chart shows, and our graph shows this. I know. And the other graph showed that billions of people would have the disease by now. Sorry, that didn't happen either. We have an emergency here in Twin Falls. Then move the patient to Mountain Home. Good Lord. We do it all the time, but it's a crisis. All of this stuff can't even be talked about in how it also affects society in terrible ways. Not just economic ways. People that lose their business, people that are angry, can't get a job, or are just plain depressed, and the kids aren't learning. What do you do about Johnny who can't read? How does that look when Johnny's 16? He's already been struggling, and now we're going to put him back another year. That's not a problem. We can't even have a discussion. The fatality rate goes down every single day. No, I don't want to get this. But locking everybody down again, and then reopening again. So it spikes again. People that wear masks all the time in New York City. Why is it spiking? In California, one of the hot spots in the country. I thought they were all super compliant. Except for the governor, of course. He had a special birthday dinner he needed to go to. We're all trying to comply. But if it's all bad news all the time, how can we get any real numbers? And I just hope that the Central District Health thinks about it in a holistic sense. That's all. I don't have the answer, and I don't have to make the answer. I don't have to make the decision. I don't. But we all have to live with the decisions they make. And there's a whole bunch of businesses that are saying their prayers today that they don't get shut down. There's a whole lot of kids that need to be taught by a teacher that's in front of them, not zooming in. And they're not. And the ramifications are big. And here's the bottom line. It's not dangerous for kids. It isn't. At all dangerous for kids. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at petsofinancial.net. We'll talk Micron and stocks and your phone calls next. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. That's our number. You know, it's amazing to me. Dow, 30,000. What a fun thing to reflect on. We had a Zoom meeting. I don't know if it's up yet. I just don't know. Jennifer, if you're listening, or Erica or Tom, let me know if it's up. Okay, text me and let me know. I because on our YouTube, we have a YouTube channel now, and you can go there and see some of those Zoom meetings. It was so fantastic. Jennifer spent hours putting it together, kind of a timeline. It's just one of those things that's fun to reflect, right? Because when I started in the industry in the early 80s, interest rates were at 21.5% prime lending rate. Amazing. Ronald Reagan had just been elected president. And yeah, the world changed. Boy, God bless him. He was something else. And And the world changed, yes. But the Dow at that time was at 800. Gold was at 800. We're at 30,000. And when you compare that and with dividends and everything else coming in off the Dow, wow. A $10,000 investment when I started is worth over $1 million now in the Dow. I imagine the S&P is slightly more, but yeah, they're close. Over $1 million. Just one time $10,000 investment. Oh, I forgot. Gold is, I think it's like 20,000. Inflation's higher than gold. Treasury bills are higher than gold. See, it's that whole fear thing that drives people to gold and to annuity pimps. Same thing. It's that fear. And you know how much stuff happened between Dow 800 and Dow 30,000? It's really something. Right? Good presidents, bad presidents. Almost all senators are morons. Almost all congressmen are worse. Now we have a totally woke NASDAQ. Oh, good. We need to have queers be on the board. We need to check that box. Now, I know some of you think that I just swore or I said something inappropriate. I didn't. That's exactly what the NASDAQ said. We need to have LGBTQ people on boards. Not qualified people. Just they have to check a box. This is insane. And yes, the Q means queer. I don't know what it means, but that's what it says. I'm not being unwoke. But this is the kind of stuff we've been through. And the Dow goes, turns $10,000 into over $1 million. And nothing else has done that or anything close to that. And so I always come back and ask the simple question when I'm talking to Jackson, my young grandson, newly acquired grandson in the past year. Great kid. And he's coming in with his $200 and we're talking about what the market is. And he's asking great questions. And it's just the most basic of conversations. You're going to make a choice to put a little bit of money away. And you got to leave it alone. Let me show you what that does. And he goes, and I show him a cup of coffee a day. And he's like, wow. I know you don't drink coffee, but how about those smoothies? Not that you can't have Grammy buy you one once in a while, but be careful with your money and what it could do. All those things are basic things that, yeah, I know, I got it. I'm the smart financial dude. Hey, when we go back and we look at Dow 30,000 and what that means over my career, it's amazing. This stuff works so well, so well. So well. So great. All right. Hopefully I'm not going to get too backed up on time. Patriot Ray, thanks for holding for me there.
No problem, Dave. And you know, the one thing I wish they would discuss more of is how we're losing people due to suicide because of the lockdown. So many people, and young people, I've heard as young as 8 and 9 years old committing suicide because of the fear of faith, the fear mongering that is taking place. To, you've got to stay away from people. You can't talk to people. You can't get out in public. You've got to wear a mask everywhere. And from what I heard, the rumors of Central District Health is they wanted you to wear a mask in your car. They wanted you to wear a mask at home. Oh, my gosh, we've gone completely insane. Now, I'm not a mask person. I really don't like them. But I will wear one when I go into a business because I want the business to still be there.
Yeah.
But they have just gone completely off the rails. And to elect someone like Biden, who they've got criminal actions against, but no one will do anything because they fear being land blasted by the left. I just don't understand the whole process of what's going on within the United States, because we are a free country, at least we used to be.
Yeah.
And now our financial situations are still growing. You look around, and I can't believe how much my portfolio has grown in the last year.
I know.
It's just amazing.
It is. It is astounding how business will adjust to the current circumstances. And that's why we always come back to this, trying to understand simple things like how many iPhones that Apple will sell next year. Does that matter who's in the White House? Nope. Doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
Really doesn't.
And we really lose perspective on that, don't we, when we get caught up in the anger of the day-to-day. And yes, COVID is a real deal, and people really have died from that. And yes, the numbers are overstated, and all those things are true. But we need to have honest discussions.
I'll never put down that COVID isn't real. What I really don't like is we had a friend who died recently. He was in his 80s. He had a lot of health issues, yet he died of COVID, even though he had other complications.
Yeah.
I don't understand their philosophy except for the money behind it and the fear that goes with it.
Correct. And there's no doubt that there's no doubt, though, that some people, right, we have pushed more death into 2020. That's clear, okay? Some of these folks would have survived another year or two. I get that. And we should do what we can. But the point is very valid. We need to also count the, and I talk about it all the time, Ray, so I know you're just agreeing with the fact that the social aspect here of suicide, kids not being taught, has way more repercussions in a shutdown than we give credit for. And we really need to have that discussion as a society, because all deaths matter. All deaths matter. All lives matter. And we need to have an honest discussion about it instead of just saying this is a COVID death and so, that's all that matters. It also matters that people are angry and they're taking it out on their kids. And there may be not, or maybe the kids are just feeling the frustration and the depression, because kids aren't stupid.
Well, they hear their parents.
That's what I mean.
They hear their parents talking about it. They hear what's on TV. Every time you turn around, there's another ad about COVID, and we need to wear a mask. And they've got nurses saying that I wear a mask because I want to make you safe. Well, that's fine, but don't make it such a hardship on young people and those who are in way less danger of even getting sick, and making it so you've got to have this fear going out there, or we're not going to save the earth.
Yeah.
It's just like they keep saying that we're going to be destroying the earth in 10 more years. Ocasio-Cortez, the earth is going to go away in 10 years if we don't straighten up and get everything going right with all the planetary things, which they had no control over.
Yep.
So,
Ray,
God
thank
bless,
you.
Dave. Thanks for God your show.
God bless you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
And our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. It brings up an interesting point. We got to take a break, though, for Fox News. You know, this is the world is going to end within 10 years unless we do something. Part 10. It just keeps being recycled. Remember, the great one, Al Gore, started it decades ago. If we got to do something now, or global warming, climate change, I mean, whatever, anything. The weather changes to prove our point that we're all going to die within 10 years. It just keeps going. I was taught that when I was in junior high, that the world would be orange by the 1980s. Our number is 580-KIDO. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Number here is 580-5436-580-KIDO. If you prefer email, that's fine. Dave@petsofinancial.net. We also have articles, podcasts, calculators, all kinds of stuff at petsofinancial.com. And check out our YouTube channel. We are now starting to do some Zoom meetings with clients and stuff, and then they're getting recorded. So for clients or non-clients, you're welcome to look in. Okay, let's go to Fred. Fred, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yes. You know, the one thing they never say anything about is the number of recoveries.
Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right.
You see, there's so many million have got it or have had it, but they never say that 99% has recovered, you know?
It's absolutely true. You have a very good point. 99%. That's part of the negative news. They don't talk about it. But yes, actually the mortality rate is way less than 1%. So that's really good news. That's just fantastic news.
Well, I live in assisted living, and there's 50 in this unit, and over 20 tested positive, but most of them, I think, were false because I tested positive and never had any symptoms. There were 3 deaths, but we're all over 85, 90 years old, you know.
Yeah.
And got many problems. But I called about Micron.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some Micron in 85.
Oh, that's great.
And it's up 185 times at this point.
Wow.
It's split 10 for 1, and so I have 40 cents a share in it, you know. But back then, you were talking different times about how cheap it is. Back then, it was over $100 a trade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you hesitated to do any trading, you know. But how's your old memory? Can you remember coming to Hillview Church to talk to us about the investment funds?
I do. I did come out to Hillview. Yeah. Let me see if I can get that right. I might be wrong on is it out Cloverdale?
On Eustick.
On Eustick. Okay. No.
I think
I talked Joe to anybody
Prin
anywhere back in the day, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah. It must have been when you were very first starting because it was in the 80s. I'm not sure the exact date, you know. But I don't know. I don't know if they committee that was I wasn't on that committee, whether they decided to go with you or not.
Fred, I do know. Now I know what you're talking about. Never mind. I do know exactly what you're talking about. And yes, there was some money for like a roof fund or something in that time. And so, yes, we talked about investing that. I think we did put a little bit of money away for that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the endowment fund.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was an endowment. That's right. Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get in a week ago, and I got a busy signal, which was a good sign for you.
A busy signal? I don't know how you got a busy signal. That's terrible. Oh, you mean here on this show?
2 weeks.
Yes, it was.
Two weeks ago, you had lots of callers.
We did. We did. Yeah, I remember that. I'm glad you tried back, and thank you for the Micron story. I love thinking about old Micron, you know, and Ron Yonke. I was on a board with Ron Yonke years ago, before he passed away, and all those industrialists we had sitting around Elmer's keeping Micron alive.
Yes, I used to love to go to the meetings, the stockholder meetings, and hear J.R. Simplot talk about it. Because Steve Appleton would always come up afterwards, say that's his opinion. It's not company policy.
Exactly. I remember those. I do. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Because he would say whatever he wanted. I remember when he came up there and said, we're going to pay a dividend this year. It's just like, and Appleton gets up and goes, it's not company policy at all.
he would say this is greatest little company in the world, and he'd carry on, you know. So it was always an interesting talk. So anyway, I enjoy your programs.
Yeah, Fred, thank you so much, and thanks for the call. And God bless you. You continue to. I'm glad you didn't have any symptoms. That's good. If you got it, I agree with you. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Boy, what memories. And that was what a perfect tie-in today, right? I mean, because I want to spend the last couple minutes we have here today. I really want to talk about Dow 30,000. You know why? Because it matters. It matters when we can reflect together and think about this. And hopefully, as I felt so good about sharing with my young grandson who was interested in trying to get them interested in capitalism and the ease of which you can invest and just how it really is an easy thing to do. It's not hard to do, and the world makes it hard, even though it shouldn't be. It's a lot of noise, and it gives us a chance to kind of think about the basics, right? You put a couple of bucks away, and you leave it alone. And it grows and grows and grows. And if you've been around a long time like I have, you've lived it. It's not just a chart, a mountain chart on a graph. It's the real deal of getting through 20% interest rates. Moving on into the 1990s and watching the Soviet Union crumble. Going through market crashes of 23% in a day. Watching the market, which closes at 2 o'clock our time, still trying to count trades past 5 o'clock at night. It was crazy, exhausting, weird, like a world-ending kind of event. It's incredible. And it's just one of those things that you look at, and then you get to into the 90s. And, of course, we have multiple corrections and everything, and the $10,000 is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars by now, in spite of all that. Remember bird flu, Asian flu, long-term capital, the meltdown of junk bonds, all that stuff that was going to take everything down. Got to buy gold. Got to put it into an annuity. Don't be part of that Wall Street casino. Don't want to be that. Yeah, you do. You want to keep doing it. And then we get to Y2K. We're going to worry about that. And then we're going to worry about the tech bubble bursting. 9/11. Everything, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? And it's important for us as we click through milestones, 10,000 on the Dow. I remember when we cracked 1,000, finally, for the final time. It took 3 times to get through 1,000 and stick. And then everybody, when it's at 3,000, it's way too high. At 5,000, way too high. Way too high. Way too high at 15, 20, 25. It's too high today. And we hear this constant mantra. Stocks are too high. Remember the article, the business headline I read today? 10 more coming today. Just pick up the paper. Pick up anything. Look online. Anything you want. The only reason the market's up, the only reason the Fed this, the Fed that. It's not any real corporate profits. You should be worried about this. It's only the most dangerous companies out there that are driving the market higher. This is what equates to market analysis, is just fear headlines all the time, not reasons why it works. $10,000 when I started is worth over $1 million today. And I'm not dead yet. It's an amazing thing. It really works. And it's okay to just plain be happy. I'm happy about it. I hope you are too. It's a neat thing. It's not just a number. It's a reflection point. We got to roll. I hope you all have a really blessed weekend, and I thank you so much for joining us.